Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, it's a beautiful Tuesday. Glad to be alive. Glad to be able to enjoy it. And, you know, this is one of the craziest shows on the air. And definitely glad for you to come tune in and definitely show some love. So, kind of getting to the show for today. Definitely got another hot show for you. Nothing short of amazing as usual. And kind of let you guys know what's going down today's show. I'm going to have my girl, Diamante Glitz. And she's a producer slash songwriter and a proud part of the TV Nation, which we're going to discuss on my upcoming event, the Breadwinner by the Breadwinners Club, and her new music production, team, as well as some of her other upcoming projects. So y'all stay tuned for that. And definitely great look to have her come through. And definitely show us some love, because she's originally from the DF Dub. So shout out to that. It's absolutely crazy. It's a lot of DF Dub goes out of PV. We definitely go down in the big turnout and definitely turn that place out. So big ups to her, and we'll be chopping over her here momentarily. And also let me let you guys know today as well. Yesterday's show, you can definitely check it out. And also, another big thing, we changed the link. You can still get to the show from blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, but we also made another easier way. To get to the show, you can go to lifeafterdusklive.dustspot.com. Go to that way, it'll bring you to the show too. Easier way to remember. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I think that's my girl, Diamante Glitz, right now. Let me go check. All right, this is my girl, Diamante Glitz.
What's up?
What's up? What's happening?
What's happening?
Not much, you know, that's another beautiful day.
Yes, it is. You know, a great day.
I avoided BS today. It's always great to avoid BS.
Yeah.
All right, so and let me show some shout out to my girl Tori coming through. See Tori, I'm laughing. Tori's yelled at me earlier. Hey, she knows why. We know what the key difference between me and her, why she was yelling at me earlier. But see, I did get it. So I got to say. But first off, you know, I'm glad. You know, y'all know how I do. I keep it real out here. And actually, before, she was actually going to the show before, but we missed it. Man, we actually missed the chance to have you on the show. So I'm glad we got a chance to make it up today.
No problem. Sorry about that mix-up that day.
I know. It's like, oh, did we? I was like, oh, my God. Like, we were arguing. It's like, oh, my God. Like, pissed me off. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. Why are we arguing?
I had no idea what was
like,
going on.
I was like, you're the last person I'd be arguing with. I was like, y'all know me. I don't hold it back. I'll let y'all know everything, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, this is the last person I'm going to argue with. Why? So can we just be happy and not sit here arguing no more?
It was a mix-up. I'm so sorry.
It was out there to y'all, it was on both ends. It was just crazy on both ends. So she's not right. It's not like the those things.
Oh, she's not wearing my purse. And, ah.
But well, definitely. So we definitely got to chop up some stuff you got going on. First up. So I want to definitely get into how you actually got into your career. Like, how did you actually start into becoming into the media industry? What led you into it?
Really, when I was younger, at like 8 years old, me, my two brothers, and my sister sat in our living room floor, and my brother was like, "I'm your manager, and y'all are going to be the group. Y'all are going to be called the Angels." And we wrote a song called Angel, and I had a quick little, you know, 8 bars to spit on it. And it was, you know, then it was like, you know, we're just having fun, you know, just being kids or whatever, you know. But as I got older, I realized how much I really did love music. So really, it's been a part of me all my life. Like, I grew up on music. You know, music and football, those are my two main things. So, and I love music. So just being a part of it, I always had a thing for the beat. I always listened to the beat and the words, you know, and those were the two main things to me, not the catchiness of the song, you know, the actual meaning of the song. So when I got older, I really realized how badly I really, you know, really wanted to do that, so...
That was definitely. I laugh because it's always funny to hear people say that little kids some of the crazy things they did. I remember like we used to take. This is those corny behind radio that had a microphone thing on it, and we were recording stuff and we remixed Humpty Dumpty. Like, who does that?
Me and my friend did something like that once before. We had a music group called TLM. And we wrote different songs and stuff like that, and we recorded it on the radio, on the little bootleg radio. We had a little tape that we put it on. We were going to pass it out to everybody. It was terrible, but we was getting there.
I remember this one tape. Hey, you're talking about, like, we did something like that. We had a tape in high school. That was, oh, my God. Why that tape became so high, I don't even want to know. And we just being so silly, it couldn't seem crap. But, all right, so I want to talk about some of your songs that I already got to check out, which is, like, great. One of them being Midnight Love, like that. Wow, that song, I was like, man, she's dying about to fall in love, right? You trying to make me fall in love with this music. Like, put me in the mood and stuff.
Yeah, everybody loves that song. It's something about that song. I think it's the hook. I think that's just the main thing everybody falls in love with about that song.
It's the whole element of the song, period. Cause it's like, you're not being over the top. Y'all do it. I'm thinking, cuss. I'm trying to say, I keep trying to go. Every time I had this discussion, I'm like, did you cuss one time in that song?
No, I don't. I haven't. Yeah, I didn't cuss not once in that song. I didn't cuss throughout my mixtape. I think I cussed on like 2 songs. And they were like minor words. But I kept it clean.
It's a whole song all together. I'm like, oh, it's got to be the mood. I'm about to. Oh. So, yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was definitely crazy. It was definitely a great song. And a lot of people, they check out the song, they go through, they go, I'm going to go check out the song with some player. And that's one of the songs they always say. It's like, oh, what is that Midnight Love song? A lot of people love that song.
Thank you.
So, that's the point, you know, not only do you, of course, you know, it goes to the whole point of producing and songwriting. Like, you actually do a lot of stuff for other people. Like, I've always thought it had to be the hardest thing, like, to me, in my opinion, like, writing something to other people, because one of the things is, it's writing that's coming from your heart, but you got to trust somebody else to convey what you wrote. How do you find yourself to get to that?
Well, honestly, I sit down and get to know the person that I'm writing for. Like, I know my best friend Jessica, she sings, and I wrote her a song, and basically I asked her, I was like, you know, what do you want to feel when you sing this? You know, what exactly do you want to hear when you hear the outcome? What exactly, you know, do you want to touch on? You know, I get different things, aspects of the songs, you know, that they want to hear before I'm not just going to write randomly and send you something and be like, oh, I think you'll sound hot on this. I want to talk to you, you know, get to know you a little bit, you know, maybe, you know, have dinner with you, see what kind of attitude you have, you know, so I get to know the person and then I start my writing process. I listen to your voice before I start doing anything. That's the main thing, you know, getting to know the artist.
Most definitely. And, like, well, one thing I like was, you also send music out of other people, too. And one of the other songs, I'm about to call him out, because he's just sitting there as hot, as boiling hot. You actually sent me this song, Wobbly, and wow, that is a hot song. I'm rarely wrong about what a hit is. And that is a hit. I felt a hit as soon as I heard that song. It was like, yeah, it was a hit right here.
Yeah, that's my boy Tab. He from St. Louis. It's actually Nelly's nephew. So yeah, he got it in his blood to make music. You know, so Tab, he's talented, very talented, very laid back young man, and you know, very respectable. So this he's dope on the mic. Like, he's really good.
You need to get on him. Tell him we he need to start blasting the song to us and let us say, oh, yeah, all right, yeah. All right, Chuck, go ahead. Yeah, y'all can play this, man. He need to blast it out. That's a hot song.
It is. I told him, man. I told him it was hot, you know, and it's a lot of talent out there, you know, that just, a lot of people that really just need to be heard, you know. So, I mean, he's dope.
Yeah, and I know you have to talk to Norris right now because the Raiders are playing against the Cardinals.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, we go back and forth. Actually, another member of the JGE squad, which is one of his squad, you know, we go back and forth. His name's Bobby. And I told Bobby, every time the Rangers win, I'm tweeting him. And it looks like we have one more win until we're the World Series champions. So
we'll be
taking
it. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it is crazy. I'm sitting here like, today, I'm like, tomorrow could be the last, could be that change of history. That is going to be crazy.
Yep.
For those of you sports folks out there, let y'all know, if the Rangers pull out tomorrow, that would mean that every professional sports team in Dallas has got a championship. Only other city to do that is Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that. Shout out to that.
We gonna get it.
All right, so this one, dude, gonna play a song of my girl Red Shades. I don't know why this song is soothing. This is shout out to one of Beantown's finest. This is There's Something. And then we'll be right back with me, my girl, Diamante Glitz. on Life at Dusk Live, and we still got some more things to chop up, like about the Breadwinners Club event and a lot of other things. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. Debating if I really want to do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approach but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. Act on it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst because I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
Disagree with that, it's truly no use because it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got a word about forcing me because you captured my heart. I already surrendered my best, so relinquish my chambers to any and all attention that you make up. Should they had us talk, I went and got a shape up. That's the simple issue, do when you are love.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. That was my girl, Red Shades. And that was the track, There's Something, that is produced by King Broswell. Shout out to that track. I love it. It definitely has a great sample, a very great original song. So big up for that. Gonna bring my girl, Dive Monty Blitz, back on the air. And also got to remind you guys, before I forget, tonight, if you are in the ghetto, DF Dub, make sure that y'all come out to the garage on Fry Street. Yours truly will be DJ in there. And then a whole lot of other crap this week, too. So I definitely come check it out. All right. So, Dive Monty Blitz, I know we got to speaking of events. Let's first off, tell everyone what is the Breadwinners Club?
The Breadwinners Club was actually founded by my girl Jay Simone. She's actually a very hot female rapper coming out of Arkansas. She was on 106 and Park, and she's very known around campus. You know, she's a very big, you know, part of the PV community. And she came to me one day and was like, you know, I got a new, you know, music group that I'm putting together called the Breadwinners Club, you know, so I want you to be down. And I'm like, you know, no doubt, I'm definitely with it. So we came back on campus and got everything going, and we put together, basically I'm the promoter and kind of like, you know, the person you come to, basically. So, you know, Breadwinners Club is definitely a movement. Follow us at BWCMG, Breadwinners Club.
Okay. And, like, as far as that, too, like, yeah, you have an event coming up. What's the first big event y'all got coming up?
The first big event that we have coming up is called Mania, and it's going to be on campus. We don't have the set date. We got it approved, but we have to move our date. It was going to be November 8th, but we're moving it, and it's basically a networking session for all of our artists, you know, just to come out and, you know, get to know each other and, you know, get to know your producers and the dancers on campus and the singers and the writers and things like that, you know, because so many people are absent-minded to who is actually here, you know, like a lot of people that are actually here and people that don't know what's really going on. And, you know, it's like we need everyone to be connected and we're one. So, you know, it needs to be a unity between our campus and everybody everywhere else. You know, you never know who knows who. So that's basically what it is. We're going to have a panel come out. People's going to talk and, you know, have a couple special guests come through, a couple guest speakers come through. So it's a big deal.
No, definitely. So definitely that's something, just some small thing. And I like people do that when we have big events like that, and they, like you said, they're doing big things, is thinking of outside the box. Like, I hate, you got some people, just another event. It's annoying.
Yeah.
What's Jessamyn? What's Jessamyn? So, as far as, like, as well as with, you said you have a new music production team as well, too. Kind of tell us a little bit more about that.
That's Breadwinners. It's, it's a music group, like, you know, like Maybach Music Group. We're a music, you know, group. We're going to have artists come out, but also we're doing different things. Like, I'm doing a thing called I Am a Winner, and it's basically for, you know, kids from the age of 12 to 17, you know. We're going to have different seminars and stuff like that and talk to them, basically try to make our community better, because those are the most vulnerable people out now, you know. So anybody can get in their head and tell them anything. So we want to have seminars to help them be a better person. So that, you know, Breadwinners is going always, you know. We're not staying at one lane.
Don't y'all have an event come up called Winner Chicken Dinner?
No. I don't know what that is, but you know, that could definitely be in the work. You know, got something to do with food and
yeah,
all that,
yo,
y'all
still,
you know,
love that. Anything got something to do with food?
Exactly. I'm down. You know.
And then, you know, you should give out chicken dinner. See, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
See how we be cooking, man.
We got to put you on the team. You thinking?
I know. Especially because I eat lots of bread. All right. So, as far as like your inspirations, like as far as the continue to do it, like who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
My main drive is my main, you know, just reason why I do this is myself, really, because this is to make myself better and to really just put myself out there and be better than, you know, other people that I know have the drive to do it but didn't do it. you know, I kind of want to just show them that it's possible and stuff like that. But as far as musical inspirations, you know, how I write, my form of writing, I would probably say, I have my own style, actually. I'm in my own lane. Not to sound arrogant or cocky or anything, but I really don't sound like anyone. But
you're in your own
zone.
You're in your own zone.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone.
You got to go it off.
Yeah.
That's definitely, okay, so one more question I definitely had, too. If you had when dudes try to holler at you, what's probably the craziest thing that they try to say? Because I know that has to be, it's always fun to ask females that, because I want these dudes to listen to see what corny pick of lines you don't even try to use.
Don't try corny pickup lines.
Yeah, like what's worst thing a dude has came up to you with, like trying to holler at you?
What's some terrible game that I just had ran, like my friend said your name must be Dora because I really want to explore you.
Oh, God, get the heck out of here. She really said that to you.
That's terrible. Just don't run no kind of game. Be yourself. Game is obviously not yourself. Be yourself.
Right. I tell you, see, there's a difference between people who try to tell lines and people who are just tell funny jokes.
Yeah.
He said that. Oh God! Let him know that I think he's corny.
All right, I let him know.
Oh my God! He wants it. I'm through. I'm really through today. All right, so as you're going out, like, remind everybody as far as like how they can actually check out all your sites and whatnot.
You can follow me on Twitter at DiamanteGlitz, or you can just follow the Breadwinners page at BWCMG. Facebook.com/, you can just search me. I'm a regular person, Taylor Love. And that's about it, you know. Oh, follow my girl Jay Simone at Jay_Simone_music. She got a lot of stuff going. That's my business partner. That's my homie.
Oh, that leads to another question. I can't even ask this. Like, how did you get the name Diamante Glitz?
I actually came up with it one day. Like, I used to be called Tay. Like, that was my rap name, Tay. You know, just, and a lot of people are like, man, that's not eye-catching, you know, it's three letters. Like, what kind of stage name is that? But, you know, I sat down and I was like, man, what describes me? You know, like, I'm very fast. I love silver. And I don't know how I came up with diamond. And I didn't like diamond because everybody uses diamond. So I just used the Spanish term, diamante. And then, like, glitz and glamour. So diamante glitz. That's who I am.
Maybe I'm being silly. My mind is like, isn't a diamante? Isn't that a type of poetry?
Yes, it actually is.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought. Like, she's a writer. That's what I thought. Right off the back, as soon as I looked, I said, "Dang, that was clever." All right. So see, I guess now we get to behind the scenes on that. All right, so I want to thank you for coming through, because, you know, it's definitely always good to have people come through, and I'm glad to make it up, because it's definitely, you have a very great personality, and I'm glad to see you doing big things.
Thank you.
And shout out to DV Nation for, y'all whooped Grambling this year.
Yep, we whooped up on Grambling. We're going back to SWAC after we win this Jackson State game. So y'all be ready. Shreveport, we on the way. PV Nation.
All right. That leads me to what Yeah, I know. Y'all want to check out anything that's going on, y'all go to dustspot.com, go there, and I'll see everything that goes on. And as we go now, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. We're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.